Hey there, welcome to Hike Your Own Hike, episode 17. It's been a while since I last did an episode, but had a lot of activity and been out in the woods an awful lot since the last time. In fact, right now I'm hiking out by Yankee Springs recreation area on the North Country Trail. I feel like the trail's a little bit jealous, feels like I've been cheating on it with the Appalachian Trail, but anyway. Last week, I spent some time down in Damascus, Virginia again, like I was there a couple months ago, and where they have trail days, which is about 20,000 people or 20,000 hikers come in on the city where the population's only 800, and it's a big, huge festival, very similar to what I would imagine or what I heard is like a Grateful Dead concert or something like that. Had drum circles at night, people but doing baton twirls with fiery batons, and quite a few people were indulging in a few alcoholic beverages, but it was just a lot of fun. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was the community aspect. So everybody, you know, I feel like being in the city and being in business and, you know, primarily spending the majority of my time on the internet and connected, I feel a little out of place with my hiking addiction. And the drive to get outdoors. And, you know, a lot of people that I talk to about it kind of give me a look like I'm a little crazy. They couldn't imagine going and getting dropped off and walking 12 or 15 or 20 miles or whatever it is, or 2,000 miles to an unknown destination or to even a known destination. But I really, really like it. And one thing I noticed down there, first of all, I felt like I was around 20,000 other people that had very similar views as me as it pertains to nature and getting outdoors and relaxing. And I noticed as I was having conversations with people, you could see that the normal stresses that, you know, have our face scrunched up or we're focused on something or just like really kind of in our head instead of in the moment, you didn't notice a lot of that. And probably because these folks had been on the trail, a lot of them for about 476 miles to that point. Some of them maybe hitchhiked in or whatever, but when you're out in the woods that long, you tend to really gain a different perspective, and you start to understand what's really important, and all the minutia kind of melts away. At least that's what happens with me, and I felt and I could experience it when I was seeing other people who had been out there for extended periods of time. But so I started to think about community. And, you know, being part of that community, and now ever since I've been gone, I'm, you know, really looking forward to next year. And I'm trying to recruit people to go with me because I want to share that experience, which was so cool. But anyway, when I think about community, I remember I was at a conference probably 6 or 7 years ago, and a gentleman was speaking who owns the Washington Capitals as well as a bunch of other businesses, extremely successful guy. And he made a statement that really stuck with me when he said, you know, one of the biggest things I can give you keys to my success was that I was active in the communities in which I participate. And, you know, I could see that when he was talking about Washington, D.C. and all of his investment in the businesses that he had in that area. But he went on to break it down and talked about not only the community you live in, and the community or the market that you market to, or, you know, your community at church, or your community of the hobby that you participate in, whatever it happens to be. He said his key to success is be active and be engaged in that particular community. And I, frankly, when I heard that, that's something that I really took to heart, and I started to crank up my activity, whether it's, you know, for my community and participating in a board with a nonprofit organization, or whether it's, you know, my hiking obsession and and participating and blogging and sharing my thoughts on that, or, you know, attending festivals, or the community of marketing, where I really like to contribute as much as I can and teach the things that I've learned over the years, so other people that are kind of coming along that same path don't have to experience the same types of pain, or at least the extent of the pain, because they'll be able to navigate it a little bit more quickly. But I really notice those times when, and obviously your family is a community as well, and you need to focus on that, your family and friends. And so you've got all of these different communities. But as I heard those words and really started to try to live them out and be present and be active in those communities when I'm there. So if I'm at work and I get done at the end of the day and I head home, I want to be able to shift gears and focus on that community, whether it's, you know, my family and my friends. And then when I go hiking, I want to shift gears and I want to focus on that particular community. So, but the more you focus on that, or the more I've focused on that, and the less that I've sleepwalked through and just mindlessly went throughout my day, I find that it helps me become more present, but it also helps me stand out, because so many people are, you know, they would rather sit in front of the TV and watch life happen through a reality TV show than get out there and live their lives on their own. And I'm not criticizing, I just noticed that there's a lot of people who fall in that category, and I myself fell in that category for an extreme long period of time. But anyway, that's all I've got for today. I'm coming up on some hikers, so I will talk to you next time.